Mark, there are two issues. Has this really changed how you talk to patients before ASCO and after ASCO? I don't think it has for me personally. And secondly, is it going to change the design of the next trial from ECOG? Based on this, are you going to exclude 1B patients?
Alan?
There was an interesting article in the New England Journal of Medicine about the concept of subset analysis in general and how we overuse and abuse it. So there have been a number of randomized studies with cisplatin-based therapy that overall were positive studies, including 1B patients, that some people have chosen to look at the subsets for 1Bs and says, oh, but it's negative for 1Bs, we shouldn't use it. Then we get to the 1B for CLGB, where it's overall, quote, negative, although I personally think that, in my mind, it shows what we expected, an insufficiently powered study that's numerically better. But the subset is positive for 4 centimeters. So I personally think adjuvant therapy is proven for 1B through 3A with cisplatin-based therapy. I don't think there's any question. That's what the studies have shown. And my bias is that for that 1B, for the CLGB, I'm not going to not treat a 1B because of that study. You look at those curves. I mean, I'd take those curves any day of the week for any oncology study with the right number of patients. But I use cisplatin, and that's where 1505, which was set to go with 3 cisplatins, including docetaxel, gem, and vinorelbin, is going to change. What we're left with, and I think it's going to be a problem, is we are now going to have a statistically perfect study with just 3 cisplatin-based arms, possibly 2, that will not accrue. And in about 2 to 3 years, we'll have to amend it and include Taxol Carbo. And we're going to include the 1Bs, and we are going to cut it off at 4 centimeters. That would be 4 centimeters or greater. And I think that, to me, and I argued against that personally, because I think that it's an abuse of the subset analyses along the way. But this has held discussions with CTEP and the NCI, the FDA,